Good morning, and thank you for listening to Embracing Life 101. As if relationships were not as difficult as they are, we now have another aspect of them to think about and ponder. I was reading the New York Times article the other day that highlighted a polycule, which is, in case you don't know, it's a synthesis of polyamory, which is engaging in multiple romantic relationships, and molecule. So that's where the word comes from. It's not clear where the word originated from, but it seems to have become more popular around 15 years ago when describing an intricate structure formed of people with overlapping deep attachments, romantic, sexual, sensual, platonic. It's a little challenging to describe, so people in them tend to use words like a family or network, but it's not exactly what it is. But the gist of it is the idea of non-monogamy and the practice of being in multiple emotionally and sexually intimate relationships at one time without hiding these other relationships from one's other partners. So in other words, it's completely consensually sexual. It's a way of life. It's the way these groups, I would say families, live together. They believe that monogamy is not natural, and that since most marriages end in divorce and people are unhappy and are often caught cheating in their monogamous relationships, why not eliminate the cheating aspect and then come out and everybody's happy because everybody knows what everybody's doing and there's a lot of swapping and all sorts of things. However, there are a lot of rules inside these polycules, which is like, it's way too layered and complex for my taste on many levels, because I think relationships one-on-one are difficult. I think people have a hard time communicating just individually, let alone with three other couples and a few stragglers. I'm not judging. It's just not a lifestyle that is for me. I would have to understand the long term of it. I mean, I understand that relationships can be trendy and you know, acceptable, but what's the long term outcome? I don't see how they long term can survive marriages within a polycule. I don't get it, because I think once you open yourself up, you know, feelings start to occur, and I think it'd be very hard to not have jealousies and intricacies that are very challenging. And I don't think that this lifestyle is just, you know, for like people that are like free and want to live free and this and that. I think there are a lot of rules to it. So I think it would be difficult. You know, an argument in favor of polyamory is that monogamy is unnatural for human beings. And that argument is, you know, it's often bolstered by ideas from evolutionary psychology. The idea of free love, you know, takes place in different animal kingdoms and it's not natural. But, you know, just because something isn't natural doesn't mean it isn't good. And I don't think our society is set up to live in a polyamorous fashion. I think it's difficult, and I don't think it's based on hedonism. I mean, I think people enjoy being with various partners and seeking pleasure, but I don't think it's based off of hedonism, and I think it's a lifestyle that certain people choose, and I don't think it's just about sex. However, I think these relationships require much more time and energy invested than monogamy. I think even more so than monogamy with cheating, because when somebody's being unfaithful, there's a little bit of intricacy that goes into it and time invested into covering their tracks. But the time investment must be huge in terms of processing everybody's feelings and negotiating schedules and jealousies and the rules and the safe sex discussion. And I think there's many more aspects to it that would be very difficult. I don't think it's just based on, oh, this pleasurable, incredible experience of having multiple partners. I think it'd be a very difficult lifestyle. And I think conversations could be very strange, because think about how difficult it is for some people to express themselves just one-on-one in a normal relationship that's non-normal, traditional. I think it's hard for people to express their upset, their insecurity, their jealousy, their anger. So I can't imagine having to do it with 20 other people. It's a lot of work to maintain a monogamous commitment, let alone adding a whole group that you have to deal with the commitments and rules of and jealousy and the possibilities of difficulties with all these other intimate relationships. I don't know. I get it. It's consensual and open. That's great. And I'm not judging anybody. If that's how they want to live their life, that's great. I just think it's very tricky. And not one person can't meet every single need that you have. But I don't think adding 19 others is going to help that either. But it's just a different way of life. And then it's interesting because I saw a Cartier ad for the Trinity ring right underneath the New York Times article. And I thought, okay, I know, you know, companies go along with the trend of the throuple and all of that stuff, but I don't know, maybe I'm just more traditional, because I think there are so many things that can go wrong in that polyamorous situation. I think in 2 seconds you can start liking one partner more than another. You know, you can easily fall in love with a new partner. One of the partners may be better in bed and you'd rather have sex with them than the other one. So that's going to create a problem. Jealousies. I think it's very difficult. You risk that your partner could find somebody more desirable than yourself, somebody who's younger, fitter, whatever it is. What if somebody gets pregnant and, you know, the father is unknown and then you have to deal with that? I don't know. I think it's a difficult situation, and there's 100 scenarios that could end up in a very painful and difficult outcome. Cheating is painful, no doubt, and marriages often are lacking. That's true. But I have serious doubts in my mind that this is the answer to a happy union. But that's just me. I'm not live and let live. Do whatever you want to do. But I think the ability to have sheer, true, deep, intimate relationships with a plethora of people, I just don't think that that's common. I know for myself, I open up to very few people. I would never be able to just, I don't have the interest in exposing myself in that way to so many people. But hey, you know, our culture and our society is opening doors to different ways of life. And I guess that applies to marriage and sexual relationships. And, if that's what people want to do and they can balance having multiple relationships, I think it's pragmatically very difficult, but if that's what makes you happy, then and it's successful, that's great. I would argue that there's a huge time management problem with this type of lifestyle. I just think it'd be very difficult to do and to maintain over the long haul. I think intimate relationships are integral to humanity, and we all crave and long for them. So I don't know. If it works for you, that's great. I just think, honestly, it would take too much time to manage all those people and the rules and the, you know, guidelines and all of that. I think it'd be very difficult to do. But anyhow, I'm sure we'll be hearing more about it, because that article came out and they actually highlighted this group here in Cambridge. So anyhow, I just thought I would comment on that. I wonder if anybody out there is living in this fashion. Maybe they could shed some light for me that would make me look at it in a different way. Maybe I'm not seeing something that I should be looking at more clearly. Okay, I hope everybody has a great day, and thank you for listening to Embracing Life 101.